The 11th Gateway, Awaken Your Heart. Love is life's great secret. It transcends fear and isolation, guiding you beyond the shallows of sentiment to the shores of boundless being. Love endures not from words or feelings alone, but from actions that carry you beyond the interests of the separate self, beyond reason or motive, to embrace all people, things, and circumstance. Loving kindness begins in little ways, in moments of insight and humility, in your soul's longing for love's communion, which waits just on the other side of your heart's doorway. You are not here to contact your higher self. You are here to become it. We now enter together the 11th gateway titled Awaken Your Heart. Wouldn't the world be an even greater place if the power of love replaced the love of power? Let me ask you a few questions about love. Would you rather love or be loved? Think of five people you have loved in your life. Can you rank these five people in your depth or degree of loving? Why or why not? Can you be angry with someone and love them at the same time? If there were no sex in the world, who would you love and how might you demonstrate that love? Does this gateway interest you more or less than the others? Why? When's the last time you told someone you love them? When's the last time you acted with loving kindness? What would your life be like if you loved everyone you met? The clerk at the market, the bus driver or bank teller, male or female, young or old. What would that be like? Is there a difference between love and kindness? What might you do today to bring more love into the world? We talk about love a lot. There are novels and poetry. We often mistake sentiment for love. You'll turn on a talk show and you'll see lots of sentiment. People in their lower chakras in sentiment, crying, and everyone goes, ah. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sentiment is one of the domains of our lives. But we mistake it for love and kindness. I know some people who are very sentimental, but not very loving. We talk about love, we write about it, but how much do we actually practice it? Many people might imagine the idea of awakening the heart as somehow finding a way to just love all the time. Do you love all the time? I know I don't. You remember, we cannot control feelings. We can't fall in love or just love because we say, I'm going to love now. But there are things you can do to influence your feelings. What I want to begin with now is to give you some mystical practices you can do any time to start to become more aware of your heart center. It's a very powerful underground spiritual practice. Nobody knows you're doing it except you. And it's quite pleasurable and quite simple. You don't have to practice. You can do it right now as soon as I tell you what it is. And it's a way to spiritualize your senses. You can actually learn to heal other people emotionally and heal yourself with your voice, thoughts, touch, sight, hearing. And the secret to it is to connect up your voice, first of all, with your heart. Now, I want there to be no misunderstanding. This is very practical and simple. Can you become aware of your body for a moment? Your attention may have been in your thoughts or something else. Can you be aware of your whole body? From your head down to your feet? Just aware of it. Okay, nothing strange or difficult. Can you be more aware? Can you put your attention especially in your ears? Just be aware of your ears. How about your knees? Is that a little easier? Most people can wiggle their knees easier than their ears. How about your shoulders? Put your awareness in your shoulders. Now put your attention in your heart. In the same way you'd put your attention in your shoulders, knees, or anywhere else. Just become aware of that place approximately in the center of your chest. You may notice something. Objectively putting your attention in your heart has a different quality than when you put your attention in your knees or your ears. Hopefully you notice this. You don't have to generate sentiment or try to do anything. Just putting your attention in your awareness in your heart has a different quality about it. Now, how do you connect your heart to your voice? Very simply this. First, understand that if you put two guitars next to one another and you pluck the E string on one of the guitars, it starts to make a tune and vibrate. What's going to happen to the E string and the guitar?